The county health department brings the COVID vaccine to rural communities, and it's using the one-dose Johnson & Johnson variety.
There might be a less likely chance that someone would come back for the second dose.
That's Health Department Chief Jessica McKnight. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, April 5th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how McLean County plans to get COVID vaccines to people who live outside of Bloomington Normal. Eric Stock reports the health department has started rural vaccination clinics with a single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says rural residents might have a harder time getting to a clinic and some might be more hesitant to get the vaccine. She says a single dose makes it easier.
We know that there might be a less likely chance that someone would come back for the second dose, and we want to make sure we're getting as many people fully vaccinated as we can.
The health department will host a vaccination clinic Friday at the Hudson Fire Department. McKnight says the county also plans to schedule clinics in Lexington and Hayworth. In 1 week, all Illinoisans 16 and older will be eligible to get the COVID vaccine. McKnight says the county's weekly vaccine supplies have increased, but it's hard to say if the county will have enough vaccines to meet increased demand right away.
It could be that we do see an increase in individuals that are signing up because we're going to have more people who are eligible, but we're going to be posting new clinics.
McKnight says most vaccine appointments are getting booked within 24 to 48 hours. And data from the Illinois Department of Public Health show about 1,600 COVID vaccines have gone to waste statewide. That's about one for every 3,600 that ends up in someone's arm. The vaccines must be used quickly because they are stored in freezing cold temperatures. McLean County's Jessica McKnight says there are other reasons why vaccines may have to be scrapped.
That could be due to other issues, so not stored at proper temperature, and storage and handling issues, syringe issues. It's more than just are we using vaccines at the end of a clinic.
McKnight says the health department will share any unused vaccines with other healthcare providers. She says McLean County has only had to throw out one vaccine because of a bad syringe. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. ISU President Larry Dietz is not making a hard recommendation to the Board of Trustees about a fall tuition increase, but he says at a weekend meeting that looking at what other state universities have already approved, it's looking like a modest 1-2% tuition increase. The McLean County Board Committee has rejected a cost-sharing agreement with Bloomington and Normal for a Dropbox recycling program. ISU's volleyball team is headed back to the NCAA Championship Tournament for the third straight year. The Redbirds will play UNLV in the first round on April 14th in Omaha. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Working from home has become a thing during the pandemic. So too has working out from home. Jen Blair does personal training at the fitness studio she owns in Bloomington. In this edition of Sound Health, Blair tells Eric Stock that business is up 20% over pre-pandemic levels as more people learn to exercise from home or in a small studio. But Blair says it was scary when the pandemic hit and she didn't know when clients would return.
You know, if I don't work, I don't get paid. But at the same time, I still have gym bills that are due and I'm bringing in no income. So that was very scary. And having that happen for 10 weeks was pretty scary. But I have amazing, awesome, like faithful clients that are all like my family. So I had a good handful that wanted to do Zoom sessions. So that worked out great. We, you know, set it up and did our regular times that we would work out. So 2 to 3 times a week. And I would do it in my basement. They would do it at home. Initially, some of them even started out with just body weight workouts because they didn't have any equipment at home. And then they would start to order stuff on Amazon and get more equipment. So then we could bump it up a little bit. So that was great because I was working out every day with my clients and getting to see some of those faces. Not everyone, you know, did that, but I had a handful that did. So that was still awesome.
How did your clients' habits change for working out?
So I would say, you know, it's kind of a mix. I have a client page and I would post workouts on there for them 3 times a week. So I liked to still kind of check in with them and make sure that they were doing their own workouts at home on their own. I know some were, and some came back to me that first week I was opened and were so honest, and they were like, hey, I didn't do a thing while we were off. you know, and I understand it's a scary time for everyone. It's different for everybody. So that was okay too. And we just picked right back up where we left off. I know some people, you know, felt great and they had more time at home with their kids. So they were getting the whole family involved and they were all working out as a family, which was great. And some of them told me they were working out, you know, 5-6 days a week, going on runs with their family. And that was great. So I loved kind of getting texts each day from everybody. But I know when the gym opened back up and we could get back to doing things like rope slams and punching bag and sled pushes, that everybody was super excited to, you know, kind of get some of that bigger stuff that they don't get to do at home.
So what are the common questions you get from people who have worked out at a gym up until now and they couldn't get there anymore, but they want to stay active?
Well, a lot of people are wanting to know what they could do with their own body weight if they didn't have weights. And, you know, during the pandemic, weights were really hard to come by. I mean, I had some people that couldn't get any weights for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. So we had to get really creative with what we could do, even getting outside and getting some fresh air in their backyard. And everyone just kind of wanted some extra health and nutrition tips also. I would try to post for my clients different meals that I was making at home, healthy things that they could kind of duplicate at home with their family since restaurants were closed. And so even though it was a really tough time, I think for some people, it was great to kind of cook more often where maybe on a regular basis, they weren't cooking as much, weren't using as much fresh ingredients and that type of thing.
Are there practical substitutes for actual weights, things that you would recommend people use?
Oh yeah. I always tell people, you can grab anything. You can grab a can of black beans. You can grab a bag of flour. You can grab whatever you have at home to kind of throw in there for your weights. You can use a bench or a chair to do tricep dips. Anything you have around the house is perfect. Anything that you can pick up and is comfortable to hold.
What are the common mistakes that people make trying to work out from home if they don't have the structure that they are used to in a gym?
Well, I would say one of the biggest things is form. That's why I really like in-person, you know, sessions, so I can watch everybody's form really, really closely. If they get some kettlebells and that type of thing, and they're trying to do things at home, oftentimes their form can be off and they can hurt their back or hurt their knees. So that was definitely more tricky whenever I was doing personal training sessions on Zoom, because I really had to look closely to make sure I was watching everyone's form really good.
That was personal trainer Jen Blair speaking with Eric Stock. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda is permitting for some work at the Beyond Hello Cannabis Dispensary in North Normal. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.